Esta es la lección 26 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen to this conversation.
Katie acaba de reconocer a su amigo Carlos por la calle.
Carlos, wait. Where are you going?
I'm going to the department store on Park Avenue.
Why?
Because I want to buy something for my wife. Do you know what time it is? Are the stores open?
Yes, they are. It's not too late. It's only 8 o'clock.
Thanks. Goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, Carlos.
En esta conversación, la mujer dijo,
It's only 8 o'clock.
Lo que quiere decir, son solamente las ocho.
Listen again.
Carlos, wait. Where are you going?
I'm going to the department store on Park Avenue.
Why?
Because I want to buy something for my wife. Do you know what time it is? Are the stores open?
Yes, they are. It's not too late. It's only 8 o'clock.
Thanks. Goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, Carlos.
Now, answer the questions.
Conteste a las preguntas.
Answer the questions.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. I'm fine, thank you.
How's your wife?
She's fine, too. She's fine, too, thank you.
Ask her how she is.
How are you? And you, miss, how are you?
Try to say,
No muy bien.
Not very well. Not very well.
Ask,
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque me gustaría comprar algo.
Because I'd like to buy something. Because I'd like to buy something.
Y no puedo.
And I can't.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque las tiendas están cerradas.
Because the stores are closed. The stores are closed.
¿De verdad?
Really?
Sí, están cerradas.
Yes, they're closed.
Es tarde.
It's late. It's late.
Es demasiado tarde.
It's too late. It's too late.
Pero están abiertas mañana.
But they're open tomorrow. But they're open tomorrow.
Usted puede comprar algo mañana.
You can buy something tomorrow.
En una tienda departamental.
In a department store.
¿Qué quiere comprar?
What do you want to buy?
Say,
Mi esposo quiere comprar algo.
My husband wants to buy something. My husband wants to buy something.
Para nuestra niña pequeña.
For our little girl.
Try to say,
Entonces vaya a la tienda departamental.
Then go to the department store. The department store.
En la avenida Parque. La se sobreentiende.
On Park Avenue.
Mañana las tiendas están abiertas.
Tomorrow the stores are open.
Ask where Park Avenue is. Ask where Park Avenue is.
Where is Park Avenue?
Queda allá.
It's over there.
Vaya a la derecha.
Go to the right.
Luego a la izquierda.
Then to the left.
Say,
mi esposo necesita algo de dinero.
My husband needs some money. Needs. My husband needs some money.
Yo también necesito algo de dinero.
I need some money too.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque voy a Washington DF.
Washington DC.
Escuche y repita parte por parte.
C. D. DC. DC. Ton. Ton. Ing. Wash. Washington. Washington. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C.
DF se dice
D.C.
en inglés. Ahora diga, ¿por qué voy a Washington, D.F.?
Because I'm going to Washington, D.C. D.C. Washington, D.C. I'm going to Washington, D.C.
Usted va a Washington.
You're going to Washington.
¿Qué va a hacer allí?
Listen and repeat.
What are you going to do there? There. What are you going to do there?
Ask again.
¿Qué va a hacer allí?
What are you going to do there?
Voy a ver a algunos amigos.
Listen and repeat.
I'm going to see some friends. 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 See. To see. To see some friends. I'm going to see some friends.
Note que se sobreentiende a después de ver.
Say again.
Voy a ver a algunos amigos.
I'm going to see some friends.
In English, how do you say
amigo?
Friend.
Say
algunos amigos.
Some friends.
How do you say
ver?
To see. See. To see.
Say,
voy a ver.
I'm going to see.
Voy a ver a algunos amigos.
I'm going to see some friends. I'm going to see some friends.
In Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C.
Unos amigos.
Listen and repeat.
A few friends. Few. Few. A few. A few friends.
Say again.
Unos amigos.
A few friends.
Try to say,
tengo unos amigos allí.
I have a few friends there. I have a few friends there.
Y voy a trabajar.
Listen and repeat.
And I'm going to work. Work. To work. I'm going to work.
Ask her if she's going to work.
Are you going to work?
Un poco.
A little.
Voy a ver a unos amigos.
I'm going to see a few friends. I'm going to see a few friends.
Try to say,
mis amigos.
My friends. My. My. My friends.
And say,
algunos amigos.
Some friends.
Yo voy a ver a mis amigos.
I'm going to see my friends.
Y voy a trabajar.
And I'm going to work.
Say,
voy a trabajar un poco.
I'm going to work a little. I'm going to work a little.
Y voy a ver a unos amigos.
And I'm going to see a few friends.
Puede ser.
Listen and repeat.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
¿Va usted a trabajar?
Are you going to work?
Puede ser.
Maybe. Maybe.
Sí, creo que sí.
Listen and repeat.
Yes, I think so. So. Think so. Think so. I think so. Yes, I think so.
In English, how do you say?
Creo que sí.
I think so.
Now try to say.
Creo que no.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Ask her if she is going to see Leo.
Are you going to see Leo? Leo.
Creo que no.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Puede ser.
Maybe. Maybe.
Ask if Leo works in Washington.
Does Leo work in Washington? Does Leo work in Washington, D.C.?
Creo que sí. No sé.
I think so. I don't know. I think so. I don't know.
Ahora, trate de preguntar si ella va a ver a Leo.
Are you going to see Leo?
¿Cómo le contesta a ella? Creo que no.
I don't think so.
Puede ser.
Maybe. Maybe.
Ahora, trate de preguntar si Leo trabaja en Washington.
Does Leo work in Washington?
Diga que usted cree que no.
I don't think so.
Try to say,
él trabaja en Nueva York.
He works in New York. He works. He works in New York.
Try to say,
creo que él trabaja en Nueva York.
I think he works in New York. I think he works in New York.
Try to say,
él vive en Nueva York.
He lives in New York. He lives.
Creo que él vive en Nueva York.
I think he lives in New York.
Ask.
Entonces, ¿va usted a ver a Charles? Charles.
Then are you going to see Charles?
Conteste que usted cree que sí.
I think so. I think so.
Voy a ver a Charles.
I'm going to see Charles.
Si él trabaja en Washington DF.
If he works in Washington, D.C. If he works in Washington, D.C.,
pero voy a trabajar también.
But I'm going to work too.
y ver a unos amigos.
And to see a few friends. I'm going to see a few friends.
Say,
por favor, deme.
Please give me
unos dólares.
A few dollars. Please give me a few dollars.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque voy a Washington DF.
Because I'm going to Washington, D.C.
Mi amiga Mary vive allí. Mary.
My friend Mary lives there.
Ella trabaja allí.
She works there. She works there.
¿Qué tan lejos queda Washington DF?
How far is Washington, D.C.?
Ochenta millas.
80 miles.
¿Va usted hoy?
Are you going today?
No sé, puede ser.
I don't know, maybe.
Creo que no.
I don't think so.
Pero me gustaría ver Washington.
But I'd like to see Washington.
Y tengo amigos allí.
And I have friends there.
Ahora, imagine que usted está en camino a Washington. Pare para pedir indicaciones. Pregunte si este es el camino a Washington DF.
Is this the road to Washington, D.C.?
No, the road you want is to the right.
Usted no oyó bien lo que ella dijo. Pregunte, ¿a la izquierda?
To the left?
No, go to the right and then straight ahead.
Usted quiere ir de compras al llegar. Pregunte, ¿las tiendas departamentales están abiertas ahora?
Are the department stores open now?
No, it's late. I think the department stores are closed.
Say that it's not late.
It's not late.
Sí, es tarde.
Yes, it's late.
Y creo que las tiendas están cerradas.
And I think the stores are closed.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1, se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábralo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 26. Lea el número 1 en voz alta.
You speak too fast. You speak too fast.
Ahora el número dos.
Please stop it. Please stop it.
Tres.
We struck it rich.
Intente el número 4.
We spent a lot of money. We spent a lot of money.
Intente leer la palabra número 5.
Faster. Faster.
Note el sonido final. Ahora, lea el número 6.
Later. Later.
7.
I want to eat later.
Lea el número 8. Es una frase que usted conoce.
Over there. Over there.
9.
Is that her sister?
Intente el número 10.
How much per gallon? Per gallon.
Ahora intente el número 11.
It's $10. It's $10.
Note que el sonido final es el mismo, aunque se escribe de manera distinta. Ahora intente el número 12.
Pastor. Pastor.
De nuevo, note que el sonido final es el mismo. Lea el número 13.
This is major. Major.
14.
Not minor.
15.
Walter is a coal miner.
Note que las últimas palabras de los números 14 y 15 suenan exactamente igual. Lea las juntas en el número 16.
Minor, minor. Minor, minor.
Ahora vea el número 17. Repita después del locutor.
First Street. First Street.
Note que el sonido del medio en
first
es muy parecido al sonido final de er, or, etc. Lea el número 17 de nuevo.
First Street. First Street.
Ahora intente la palabra número 18.
30. 30.
La siguiente palabra contiene el mismo sonido nuevo. Lea el número 19.
Burn. Burn.
20.
Turn left. Turn left.
21.
Our girl. Our girl.
22.
Our girl is thirsty. Our girl is thirsty.
23.
She'd like some water. She'd like some water.
Este es el final de la lección 26.